Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a good Friday. We just thank God for this day, the day that our Lord has made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. It is a day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are excited on this day. It's Friday, Good Friday, 2022, Good Friday, April the 15th. And we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. This platform that the Lord has given us, this circle of friends. So we are excited with what God is doing. He is a good God. He is a merciful God. He is a gracious God. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Without Him, we can do nothing. So we thank God for the opportunity one more time He has given us to come before Him, to bring all our needs and all our requests before Him, and to give Him honor and give Him praise, because He deserves the praise. He deserves the honor. There is no any other God but Him. As we pray, we are praying a prayer of agreement. We are in agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000 to flight. We are more than two here. We are more than three. And we know we have the backup of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We have the backup of Trinity. So we are just excited, and we know that there is power in a prayer of agreement. So let's go before the Lord in agreement, and I know we are already before Him. Eternal wise God, the creator of heaven and earth, we thank You, we honor You, we glorify Your name for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see this new day, the day that You have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. We thank You, Father God, for in You, Lord, we live and move and have our being. Without You, Father, we can do nothing. Thank You, our Heavenly Father, for forgiving us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to You. We pray, Father God, that You forgive us and cleanse us with Your face, O the Lord. Wash us clean. Anything that we have done, whether by submission or by omission, we pray, Father God, that You forgive us in the mighty name of Jesus. For You are a compassionate God. You are a merciful God. You are a forgiving God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do not want anything to hinder our prayers. So we pray, Father God, that You give us a forgiving heart, that we do not hold anyone in our hearts, hold them as prisoners in our hearts. We let it go, Father, for we learn from You. You are a forgiving God. And You are our Savior. So we learn from You and we let it go. We do not want our prayers to be hindered this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You, Father God, for creating a clean heart within us, Father, and renewing a right spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord, for continuing, Father, yes, to encourage us, Father, as we trust in You, Lord, with all our hearts, Father God, and we do not lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways, Father, we acknowledge You, for You direct our paths. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for strengthening us, Lord, that we do not get weary. We do not get tired. We do not give up. Yes, we do not run dry in doing good, because we know in due season we will reap. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we continue to seek you first, seeking the kingdom of God first, and all your righteousness, Father. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we have the confidence and we believe in you that all these other things that we desire will be added unto us. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your divine protection over us, Father, and our family members. I pray for every partner, Father, anyone connected to this body, this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance in any shape or form, Father, and the ministries that we represent, all the ministries that are represented here, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the Unquenchable Fire Ministries. I thank you, Father God, for the Life Church FC that I fellowship, and all other ministries that all our prayer partners and friends right here at the Circle of Friends Fellowship at, that you give us a divine protection and favor and continue to expand our territories, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So if you are before us, Lord, who can be against us? Who can fight us and win if you are on our side? We know that we are more than conquerors in you, Christ our Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you as we continue to believe and trust in you for salvation, Father, for the healing and deliverance of your people, our friends and family members, Lord, those who do not know you. We are still believing for their salvation this year, 2022. We are believing that they are in the number. We are believing for 2,200 souls this year, and our family members are part of it. In the mighty name of Jesus. So whatever yoke, whatever chains that are holding them, we break them down right now. For Lord, you break every yoke, you break every burden, you lift every burden in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Father God, that you soften their hearts, Lord. Yes, touch their hearts, draw them to you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you for your healing power for those who are sick, Father, those who are sick in their bodies on various diseases and sicknesses. You are our healer. You heal all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases. It doesn't matter what the sickness is, whether it's Alzheimer's, whether it's dementia, whether it's schizophrenic, any mental sicknesses, Father, emotional sicknesses, physical sickness, Father, from anything, Father, internal or outside. We just pray, Father God, for your healing power. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, spiritual battles, Father, your people are going through, Father, any kind of disorders, any kind of cancerous diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for your healing power and the protection, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you were wounded for all our transgressions, and you were bruised for all our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. Even those expecting mothers, Father, who are expecting their babies, I pray for good and smooth deliveries and the protection and restoration of their bodies to return bounce back quickly, Lord, and the children, that they all have all their functionality moving on and being able, Father God, they are born full term in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, for this family. I forgot their name, but you know them. Yes, and the mother asked for us to pray for her daughter who is expecting, and she's having issues with the health system. I just pray, Father God, that you give her favor, that she will get all the help she needs, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you for the protection, even of the babies, that no one has the right to terminate or to take a life, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that the children will not be terminated and be taken their lives before they even make it on this earth, Father. I just pray for their protection, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. And we pray, Father God, for the weather. Yes, it has been very warm all of a sudden, from cold to hot. In some places, they are snowing. It's snowing right now. And there's a lot of disorder going on the weather. But we know we serve a God who is in charge of the weather. I just pray, Father God, that you are in control. People do not lose lives. There are those fires that are going out of control. I pray, Father God, that you protect and shield all those firefighters and the emergency responders and those law enforcement who are controlling the traffic and directing the people as they are leaving their homes. And there's a lot of chaos and disorder going on the weather side, natural disasters, and also mankind who are contributing to these disorders. I just pray, Father God, that we be good stewards of this land you have given us, these resources you have given us, that we do our part on an individual basis and also cooperatively as a nation and or as the whole world, Father. We work together in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you. And all these wars and rumors of wars, we stand on the gap, Father, this morning as your people who are called by your name, Father, as we humble ourselves and pray and seek your face, Father, and on behalf of our people, Father, in behalf of nations, Father, we turn away from wicked ways, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for hearing us from heaven and forgiving our sins and healing our land, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and restoring our land, Father. We pray, Father God, for this war going on between Ukraine and Russia and all these Eastern European countries, Father. I know there is also instability in the African countries, in the Middle East countries. The whole world is in chaos. Only you can calm this storm of these wars, battles that are going on. Some are tribal, some are nationality, some are just power hungry, whatever the reason is. We pray for your peace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and say, be still. Touch the hearts of men and women who are in positions of authority. Yes, that they do decisions and make decisions for the betterment of the people, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you. And we want to celebrate you as we remember you, Father God, at this time of the year, of this week of Good Friday. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, as they have laid you down. Yes, and we know you are alive, but this is just a memorial, Father, and remembrance, so that the world is participating, is joining us in celebrating the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God, the one who saved people, in the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. We thank you for your anointing, because it is the anointing that breaks the yoke. In the name of Jesus, we reverence you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And good morning, and happy good Friday, everybody. This is 2022, Good Friday. Yes, it is a wonderful day, and I just thank God with what he is doing with this body of Christ at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends, what the Lord is doing. We had another dynamic week. Yes, we had another blessed week. And we're going to continue in the spirit of reverence and in the spirit of worship, in the spirit of praise, in the spirit of loving our Almighty God. Amen, amen. So I'm going to go ahead and get into the Word of God. I just thank God, for we serve a mighty God. He has given me an opportunity at the midweek service this week to share with the people at my place of worship. And as I was preparing, and also tonight, he has given me an opportunity to share as well. So I just felt like I can give you a snippet of part of what I am sharing and what I am I will be sharing as well. And I think it is just to fit this body of Christ to share that same message. Yeah, and I thank God for also this opportunity of today to be sharing with you the Word of God. And just for those who are not aware and those who forgot or might have missed it, our scripture of the week is from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans chapter 8, 26. And I will encourage you to read the whole chapter or the whole book if you may. And you will not be disappointed. You will still get the, you know, God will give you, I pray God to give you a revelation and God to give you an encouragement as you read his word. So Romans chapter 8, verse 26 is our scripture of the week, which says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Amen. And this scripture actually helped me as I was putting together my talk or my sharing of today and what I shared as well a couple of days ago, that we ourselves, we do not know how to pray. I mean, we can try, but our God is the one who helps us. His Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is the one who is our teacher. He is our helper. He helps us on all our shortcomings. And with he helps us, he makes intercession for us in groaning. And that cannot be uttered. It cannot be understood. So most of the breakthroughs we have, and all the breakthroughs, I would say, it's not ourselves only, but it's also the help we get from the Spirit who intercedes for us before the Lord. Amen. So as I said, today is Good Friday, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Good Friday, and I also want to talk about the gift. That's the theme we were given as our theme this week as we are going towards Easter. So our theme is the gift, and I tie it together with Good Friday. And we know Good Friday is that Friday before Easter, which Easter is the resurrection day, and Good Friday is the day they laid our Savior in the grave. It's said in our Christian, it is a holy day, not a holy day, like a day you take away from work or whatever, where business is closed, because it's a public holiday. It's not, it's a holy day. There are two ways, H-O-L-Y and then the D-A-Y. So it is a holy day because we are celebrating and remembering the crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ and his death on the cross on Calvary. And we are also be celebrating, that the Sunday coming will be celebrating his resurrection, him being raised from the dead. And Good Friday is also a crucial day in the throughout, of the year, because it we also celebrate what we as believers to be the most momentous weekend in history of the world, in history of mankind. Ever since Jesus died and was raised from the dead, Christians have proclaimed the cross and the resurrection of Jesus to be the decisive turning point for all creation, all mankind. So it is a special day. Even Paul considered it as the first important that Jesus died for our sins and was buried and was raised to life on the third day. And it is recorded. I would encourage you, if you have not yet, to grab your paper and pen or your notebook and pen. I am going to give you a few scriptures as we continue with our talk. So the first scripture, as I said, is our scripture of the week, which is Romans 8:26. And from what Paul said is in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 3 and 5. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas and then to the 12. So that's Paul talking about this Good Friday. That's another good scripture on Good Friday, as we remember the day Jesus willingly suffered and died by crucifixion as he ultimately, is an ultimate sacrifice for our sins. As John, 1 John 1, verse 10, if we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. So we know our God is not a liar. Yes, we all have sinned and run short of the glory of God, but he himself, he paid, he claimed to have not sinned, and has make us out, to pay our debt that we have made and we could not pay. So Friday is followed by Easter Sunday, as I said, where we gloriously celebrate the day when the grave could not contain him. The grave could not keep him. Jesus was raised from the dead, announcing his victory over sin and death and pointing ahead to a future, a resurrection for all who are united to him by faith. So the resurrection of Jesus also is not for him alone, but it's for us as believers, and we receive it by faith. As Romans 6:5 says, for if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him, a resurrection like his. So Jesus' resurrection is our resurrection as well. Yes, our Lord Jesus Christ also left us a special gift. He left us so many gifts as he promised and proclaimed in his word throughout the Bible. There are so many, so many gifts. As I told you, the theme I am focusing on is talking about gifts. One gift. But we know God left us so many special gifts. And we know what a gift is. I am not talking about a talent. You know, a gift can be a talent, but I am not talking about a talent. I am talking about a gift. As Webster, I checked it out in Webster Dictionary. He defined it as a thing given willingly to someone without payment or compensation. The receiver does not ask for it, but he freely receives it and not forced. The person who gives you is not forced, they do it willingly. And once this gift is given, the receiver will have full control over that gift that you are given. And as I said, the Bible is loaded with so many gifts God has for us. And a gift is, as I said, is a present. So it is something right now. It is a today. It is not for the future. When I say present, I'm not talking about a talent, but I am talking about present, meaning now, meaning today, meaning right now. So there are several or numerous kinds of gifts and places and areas or situations where people receive gifts. It can be birthdays. It can be weddings, it can be graduations, it can be, you know, promotions or whatever, different kinds where gifts are being given. And I have witnessed, you know, different celebrations and birthdays and people receiving gifts and some receiving really big gifts. I witnessed the 16th birthday bash and this little girl, I mean, 16 years old, received a vehicle from the parents. They bought a car that is a very that was a very expensive car. So there are gifts that are expensive. There are gifts that are medium. There are gifts that just a different gift. And in the Bible, just to list a few, children, the children we have, our children, our families, these are gifts from God. Don't you see that children are God's gift, and it is one of God's best gifts. It is recorded in Psalm 127, verse 3. Even our pastors, the ones who shepherd us, the ones who teach us, they are also gifts. As Jeremiah 3:15 says, then I will give you shepherds out of my own heart who will lead you with knowledge and understanding. Shepherds, our pastors are gifts from God. And Jesus, who is an ultimate gift, Jesus Christ, our Lord, whom we are celebrating right now, is a gift of our salvation, as recorded in John 3:16. That's a very familiar scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life, also a gift. Then the Holy Spirit is a gift that God has given us, as recorded in John 14, verse 16 and 18. And I will ask the Father, Jesus said, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. through this Holy Spirit. So Jesus promised us and said we are not going to be orphans, but he is leaving us a gift of the Holy Spirit. That as we go about and do whatever we do, we know that we are not orphans. We don't walk around and do what we do as fatherless people, as orphans, but we have the Holy Spirit who is our comforter. And today, at this particular time, I would like to focus on this particular gift, which is the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to talk about the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, who is one of the Godheads, he is part of Trinity. We know we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit is part of the Godhead. And you cannot separate him from God. He is part of God. They are three. That's Trinity. They are intertwined. They work together. You cannot separate them. And the gift of the Holy Spirit that is manifested or it shows up as speaking in another tongue. As one is filled by this Holy Spirit, the way it manifests itself is by speaking with another tongue, a heavenly language. And baptism with the Holy Spirit is for everyone. It's not selective. It's for everyone who wants it. And it is an empowering experience. It is an equipping spirit-filled believers for witnessing and ministry and for our everyday lives. Holy Spirit increases your discernment and is very, very valuable gift in a life of a believer. And when you receive this gift of the Holy Spirit, it operates like a two-edged sword. You know, it is for the betterment of you as an individual, and also it is for the building up of the church, the body of Christ. So we need the Holy Spirit that is in you, not only for yourself, but also for the body of Christ. So before Christ Jesus' ministry, before our Lord's ministry here on earth, John the Baptist also proclaimed about this Holy Spirit. He himself was baptizing people with water unto forgiveness of sins. But he proclaimed that he himself baptized with water for repentance. But there is one who will come after him, who is coming after him, who has a more large scale and a deeper scale of baptism. And he records it in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. And I hope you are keeping up with all those scriptures that I am giving you. You are writing them down because you will need them. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, he says, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. We know our God is a consuming fire. He is the fire that burns all sin and drought. That's the God we serve. So when you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, you are baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is to be dipped. You get dipped. You get saturated. You get soaked of the Spirit of God. When you are baptized with the Holy Spirit, you will receive strength, you will receive power, you will receive some kind of energy, you know, that cannot be explained, and some kind of boldness that only God can give, and it is from God so that you can accomplish the work of the Lord or the purpose, what he has called you to do, what he has called each and every one of us to do. And it also helps us to operate and function and flow in the will of God and overcome the sin that comes in our own lives or in our flesh. One way you know that you have experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the evidence of speaking in another language, as I mentioned earlier. And we can see that the disciples on the day of Pentecost, they had probably already imagined, because they were waiting, they were anticipating, so they could imagine ahead of time and say, how does it feel like, you know, starting thinking about it when they are being baptized by the Holy Spirit, you know, how it feels, how it will be. I bet when they were in that upper room, everybody had their imagination going here and there, trying to imagine how it will feel like. I understand you and I might have the same feelings or had the same feelings, depending with where you are in that department of the Holy Spirit. You might have been baptized already, or you might be at a position where you are longing to be baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you are just wondering and say, how will it be like? What kind of experience will it be? But I know that, you know, it is a good thing because it's empowering. Many people who have been baptized with the Holy Spirit can relate, and I can assure you, as I said earlier, it is a life-changing experience, and it changes your life for the better. God's power often passes through your body like the power of current. It's like current. It fills you with this infinite joy. You just start bubbling with this joy, with this happiness. It just loosens you. You just feel light. You feel like you are floating. That's the part or some of the experiences you might run into or has already experienced when you get filled with the Holy Spirit. We know on the upper room, when the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit, we know that they had this joy and they start bubbling and speaking with different tongues, that even the people on the outside, when they heard them and they saw them, they thought they were drunk with new wine. They thought, oh, these people are drunk, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, verses 2 and 4. And it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like of fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And so this is what happened with the disciples when they got filled. People actually thought they were drunk. They could not understand it because they were all bubbling. They were filled with joy and speaking in a different language. So that too can happen because our God is not a respecter on any person. What he do for one, he will do for the other. So, by the way, do not forget this gift of the Holy Spirit is very valuable, and it is available to everyone, to every believer on that day of your salvation. And this experience can happen in different ways, you know. For instance, some it can happen gradually, and others it can happen instantly. Some people have so much grace that they can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit immediately on that day of their repentance. And then, you know, after their salvation, and sometimes some even get the gift of speaking in tongues. I have gone to revivals and some attend revivals where new believers, the very day they come and confess, because the atmosphere is, you know, set and it is hot. The presence of God is there and people just come from the street and they come, receive God, you know, Jesus, confess, repent, and get filled with the Holy Holy Spirit and walk away from that revival tent speaking in tongues. However, there are some who take a gradual route, you know, where at times they go through a dry period before the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When I'm saying before the baptism, when you confess with your mouth right there and receive Jesus as your personal Savior, you already receive God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. They are there. I'm talking about the manifestation now of the Holy Spirit, where you experience the speaking of other tongues or the heavenly tongues. So don't allow the enemy to deceive you. Don't allow the devil to tell you lies and say, oh, because you are not speaking in tongues, so you might not have the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit. He is there. He just needs to be ignited. He just needs to be cranked up so that you get the manifestation. And I am believing God, and I am believing with you today, if there is anyone under the sound of my voice who has not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the manifestation where you speak in tongues, today is your special day that you receive your package. And I decree and declare that this year, 2022, is not going to pass you by. We are not going to clock out of 2022 before you receive the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. And as we were talking that on the Pentecost day, you know, on that day, it took the apostles, the disciples, 10 days from the resurrection of Jesus Christ when he ascended to heaven, when they went to the upper room. The Bible says they stayed there for 10 days in the upper room. And when they were there, they were not just, you know, popping popcorn or eating and chatting around and talking. They were praising God. They were singing and worshiping God. They were creating an atmosphere to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I want to encourage you, when you get off this a line or whatever, if you have not had the manifestation of speaking in tongues, you already have the Holy Ghost in you. Create the atmosphere so that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Create this atmosphere. I can give you a few tidbits or tips how to create this atmosphere so that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, select time, put aside time for yourself where you praise God, you focus on praising God, giving thanks to God, worshiping him in your language, and just continue to worship him, to praise him, and that creates an atmosphere. And sing along, put the praise music, and begin to worship and praise him and just relax. And just, you know, you just find out that syllables start coming out of your mouth. And sometimes you don't understand what you are saying. Don't try to analyze it. Don't try to understand it with your own brain. Just keep on doing it. Keep on, you know, babbling or whatever that is coming out, and do it. As the more you do it and do it and do it, when you find yourself starting to speak and babbling and something coming out you don't understand, don't stop. Don't try to reason it. Just relax your tongue and relax yourself and just keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. And before you know it, you will be speaking in your language will start forming, and it will become, you know, perfect. You will understand it. And some people, you know, I can say you can have a prayer partner. So if you have someone who has the same time frame and your schedules work together, and be a prayer partner, you can either congregate or call each other and pray together. And if that person is a spirit-filled and can pray in tongues, as they pray with you and pray in tongues, and you are listening, and you actually relax and you pick up, and sometimes you might feel like you are picking from them, or you something just happened. I can tell you, when you make up your mind by faith before 10 days, you will be with the Holy Spirit, that means the impartation, that means the demonstration, speaking in tongues will happen to you, my brother. It will happen to you, my sister. Then our God is not a respecter of any persons. What he has done for one, he will do for the other. We just have to have the desire, and we have to be obedient in his word. Write down scriptures, you know, and just say, as you read those scriptures out loud, just put yourself in as they are your words, and scripture after scripture after scripture. That's the way you pray, praying the word. Before you know it, you are filled with the Holy Spirit, and you continue using that Spirit. Because you know that even our Lord Jesus Christ, in John 14, verses 16 and 18, and I will pray the Father that he will give you another helper. We already covered John 14, 16 and 18. And Acts 1, verses 4 and 5, I'm going to give you other scriptures that will help you if you would like to, devote time and pray scriptures and receive the Holy Spirit, the impartation by yourself. Acts 1, verses 4 and 5, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise. So this is a promise of the Father, which says, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. I think we covered that one as well. Let me see. So the bottom line is, we as believers, we need the Holy Spirit. He is our helper. Galatians 5:16 says, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. Because sometimes the flesh might try to overpower us and try to control. But as we walk in the Spirit, and he will guide us and he will teach us. This is good news, my brothers and sisters. Today is Good Friday, and this is good news that we have a gift of the Holy Spirit. And to me, when I think of the Holy Spirit, I always give examples. I mean, I have used this example in different scenarios, and I'm going to use it again today. Being filled with the Holy Spirit is like driving an 18 or a 24-wheeler truck. And, we are all aware that these trucks, they are not auto. You don't just push a button. You know, these days they have these cars where you keep your keys in the pocket, you just push a button, and the car starts, and the other cars, you even push a button to reverse and whatever. But when you are driving an 18 or 24-wheeler truck or these big trucks, they are stick. And some of them have even multiple gears. You know, they are stick gears. Some have two stick gears. So you have to stay alert. You have to know where you are, know your surroundings, whether you are going uphill so that you can shift the gears to be able to propel and go uphill. Or if you are going downhill, you also have to shift, balance your car. Imagine you have the clutch and you also have the gears so that you can go downhill well, so that you won't be a runaway truck that just, you know, go out of control. And even when you are going on the flat land, you need to know so that you balance things. Though that's the same way I see the Holy Spirit operates in us. He is, he can help us to be discerning so that we can discern the Spirit. We know our atmosphere as prayer warriors so that we know what warfare we are fighting at the time. We understand the atmosphere, whether we are battling territorial spirits, whether we are battling the spirit of death. Sometimes you walk in a hospital bed and you see that you have come to visit a sick person. You just feel that right now I am fighting the spirit of death. You can sense it. And so you shift gears and based on the spirit, on the atmosphere, what you are battling. Even the spirit of poverty, you can sense that right now, this is not just mayor broke. This is not just I am waiting for my paycheck. I am now battling the spirit of poverty right here, or territorial spirits, or generational spirits, or curses, whatever. You can tell the atmosphere where you are, and you can get the understanding, and you can sharpen the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit through the Word of God. We have been encouraged here on this platform day after day that we need to stay in the Word. We need to invest time in the Word. So you might, or you can be filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues, but if you don't in time in the Word, you are shortchanging yourself. You are not using the Holy Spirit to its full capacity. You are quenching the Spirit. You know, the Spirit will quench if we don't use it. It becomes stale, it quenches, it doesn't operate if we disobey it. You know, oftentimes I tell people, you know, sometimes I'm in a gathering, it can be a party, it can be a different function, whatever it is. I can just sense it in my spirit, you know, that it's time to go, it's time to leave. And oftentimes it never failed. So many times, some of you can testify with me, that as soon as you leave, you know, you meet the people the following day or later on, they tell you, oh, girl, you missed it. Something happened when you left. Oh, there was drama. People started arguing. Oh, this and that happened because the Holy Spirit ignites and directs us and helps us. God separates us, removes us from those situations that will end up tinting us or end up making us, you know, uncomfortable or whatever, that are not good for us. The Holy Spirit leads and directs us. So we need to be sensitive. We need to invest time in the Word and prepare and help ourselves. And there are a few more scriptures. These ones we are not going to read. I am just going to give them to you. Romans 6:16. 1 Thessalonians 5:19, that's the one that talks about not quenching the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:12-13, that we need to be obedient. This explains what I just told you, that we need to be obedient. We make ourselves servant to the Holy Spirit. We obey the Holy Spirit so that he can lead us. And we can learn that Jesus himself, through his life on this earth, he too spent time in praying and petitions, and he shed tears. He cried and interceding and praying and fasted 40 days and 40 nights. He did all that. And even Hebrews recorded what Jesus did in Hebrews 5:7. And 1 Peter 4:1. So my brothers and sisters, we do need the Holy Spirit so that when we have the speaking in tongues, for he who speaks in tongues does not speak to men, but to God. For no one understands him. However, in the spirit, he speaks mysteries. This is a hidden language. This is a special language. By men, it cannot be given by any. Even a professor, your favorite professor in college, your favorite third grade teacher, cannot teach you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They cannot stand before you and say, I-A-E-O-U-A-B-C-D, and teach you how to speak in tongues. You have to desire it and stay in the Word and do some of the things and the tips I have given you to be filled. And now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's my prayer, and it's also recorded in Romans 15, verse 18. And I gave you 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. So I know we are at the top of the hour, but we are going to go before the Lord together and just praise him, just praise him. And those who have the spiritual language, those who speak in tongues, I want you to praise the Lord in your tongues and speak your spiritual, your heavenly language. We're just going to praise God. We are not going to ask for anything, but just to praise him, just to worship him, just thank him. You can open up your mouth right now. This is Good Hallelujah. Friday. You cannot be sad. It is a good day for us. It is a breakthrough day for us. It is a wonderful day for us. Let us praise him. Let us thank him. He is a good
Jesus, for if you love, we believe, and Thank you so much for loving me back and we will continue to love one another, love our families, love those who are hard to love. Love is so important. So keep that love in your hearts and speak it out, you know, share some kind words with somebody, and know that the word of God is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. And we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. Have an awesome, awesome day, a beautiful weekend, and an excellent life in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.